You are listening to.
Listening to.
You are listening to.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
BlackIsOnline.com.
Right!
What's going on, y'all? This is Chris. KC's in the building.
What's up, y'all?
Hope you guys enjoyed this last episode that we put up of The Empire.
Yes, and that show is getting juicier and juicier.
Yeah, it is. I want to give read a comment we got before we get into this week's show. It was from Bless. She actually left it on the page on the website. Did an excellent commentary. I like Cookie in the Middle Son the most because I can relate to them. Cookie, quick-witted, quick-tongue. Toria is right. I love that she says what we all think. The middle son is kind of hard, though. I like that they didn't make him soft because he is gay. Quiet confidence and assurance. I disagree, though, about the music. Middle son's music is right up my alley, so I will be copping that album once it comes out. The gay twist with Tiana was good, too.
I have to give it up to Blessed.
Yes.
That, I, you know what, this last episode, the music from, I think the middle son's name is Jamal?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Asking the wrong person.
Like, we watching but not listening. Anyway, his music, I do like his music. I actually do. I would listen to that and download it as well. The little rapper, probably not. But the R&B joints, I'm enjoying those.
Oh, yeah, and then Lady Ro hit us up on Twitter saying she loves Empire. It's a great soap opera. Crime is at the base of a lot of wealthy families, the Kennedys, for example.
Right, and I hear what you're saying, Ro. I know we spoke about the fact, me specifically saying that I wish we had a show where we have a black affluent family where the base and the foundation does not come from drug money. But you're right, there are a lot of wealthy affluent families of a variety of races where they get their start in crime. I just want to see a different storyline for us.
No, I feel you on that. Yeah. But yeah, thank you guys for hitting us up. Let us know what you thought of the show. This week, we get into one of the topics that was big in 2014 and probably still going to be big until this man figures out what he's going to do.
Yeah, right now it's on simmer.
Yep. I'm talking about Bill Cosby.
Yeah. So much to say.
Yeah, we got a lot going on. You know, this was building for months. We hadn't had a chance to talk about it. So we finally let loose.
Yeah, and for the record, the majority of us at the table grew up in the era of the Cosby Show.
Mm-hmm.
That show, plus A Different World, had a very large influence on how we saw the world at the time. And so...
plus Fat Albert.
Right. Everything Bill Cosby had his hands on had seemed to sort of take place around the time of our childhood. So, sit back. Relax and enjoy the break. Bill Cosby.
One time, you only heard that one time. He gone. Bill Cosby.
Who?
And then it was this other actor, dude. He came out. He was allegedly convicted of raping women, supposedly the same way Bill Cosby.
He was white.
Going. Yeah. So then here you go. Bill Cosby is getting hearsay, and they want to just kill him.
That's a whole lot of hearsay, though.
But look, why now?
36 times.
Why now? Yes,
it doesn't matter. I mean, this is what I mean.
They ain't never took this brother to court. You can't tell me that your career is more important than your livelihood to say that somebody has is trying to rape you or he took advantage of you. You gonna sit back and let you gonna wait 20 something years to finally come out and say Bill Cosby did this to me.
Listen,
okay.
So as a Bill Cosby supporter, as someone whose sibling went to an HBCU. Because Bill Cosby picked up the phone and said, give this person a scholarship. and that school basically gave my sibling a full ride. As someone who, like, in certain sections of my family, Bill Cosby,
you say? Cosby might come back and get you.
Bill Cosby is a family friend. These are not new allegations. These are allegations that have been made over the years, dating back to the 70s.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Dating back to the 80s, dating back to the 90s, and even most recently as 2002. The only thing that makes this different is black people. And let me tell you why.
Are we?
Yeah.
The
only thing that makes this different is black people. And this is my opinion. Before mainstream media got a hold of this story, black Twitter, black Facebook, we deliberated on this story based off of Hannibal Buress saying, yo, go home and look in Philadelphia, in Cosby's hometown, being like, yo, he called me and told me my stuff was too raunchy. This righteous uppity mofo. Go up and Google Bill Cosby rape. This story's been around. As a young up-and-coming comedian, we all know the stories of Bill Cosby roofing woman as part of the rites of passage as a comedian. He basically put him on blast. Then Black Twitter took this conversation, and we debated it for an entire month before NBC or before all the mainstream media got a hold with it and, like, just sunk there. They smelled like blood in the water, like sharks, and they sunk their teeth into it. And for me, this is a story about the internet. Yeah. When the accusations came up in 2002, it was a little, you know, it was here, and then it kind of faded away. The PR machine forgot about it. But because we spent so much time on deliberating about Cosby and his politics, and where does he get off on telling us about ourselves in mixed company, on, you know, on NBC or on CBS and talking about black folks need to get out the projects. And because we had some residual issues with them, we debated it and we fed the story to tabloids, which is what they do. They're like, oh, this is a juicy story. Then people, women, felt emboldened to be like, yo, this happened to me too. Yo, this happened to me too. It just became a domino effect. And this is, I mean, honestly believe you should look at Cosby in a nuanced way. Like, everyone, we're human beings. Like, there's a dichotomy. There's we have so much layers and contradictions. And for me, to throw him under the bus isn't what's needed to do. But to say you don't believe the over 25 women who've come out and gave separate but very similar stories over the years. I mean, and some of them are recanting stories that they told, like, in the 70s and 80s. I mean, to just ignore them, 1, 2, 3, you can ignore. 4, 5, 6, I can rationalize why I can't pay attention. After 10, 15, 20, 25, I'm just like, yo, Tash, why were you trying to ignore the 3 to begin with? Like, what was wrong with you that when 3 women gave this story, you were trying to ignore it?
This is the thing that's interesting about this story to me, because with the situation with Cosby, it's too much smoke for there not to be some fire. So he's guilty of something. There may not be truth to every single story, but I'm willing to believe the majority of the stories that are coming out. I can't say which ones are true and which ones aren't true, although the public has judged a lot of these women based on who they are publicly now, you know, as to whether or not what they're saying is true. But I do think there is some level of I don't even want to use that term. To me, the timing of this is it's important, because this man, Hannibal Buress, the comedian, none of us knows really who he is. And him doing some random stand up in some American city and made this one joke, and somehow that shit went viral and became a nugget of information that people clung to and spiraled and turned into now what is this huge media frenzy, and putting Bill Cosby basically on, he's in the public, he's in the courtroom of the public. To me, something about that is very, that was put together just so. You know what I'm saying? It'd be different if this were Chris Rock or Dave Chappelle, a comedian who we all pay attention to. But this guy, Hannibal Buress, we don't know him from Adam. But for some reason, he makes this one statement and it becomes explosive. Why is that?
But I think that Tash kind of hit that on the head, though, because I mean, I think this is sort of a story about the internet, too.
But how many of us actually were paying attention to this brother?
But this is the thing. If you know, I mean, Hannibal Buress does have a following. Like, I didn't know anything about Hannibal Buress, but he's not totally anonymous either. And I had never actually heard about the Cosby allegations. This was actually new to me. A lot of people had heard about it, but this wasn't really, you know, something that mainstream America remembered. And so, I mean, you know, you never really know what's going to go viral. I mean, you got people who are total nobodies who will throw something up on YouTube. And if it, you know, if it catches the right group of people and gets Twittered out by one person who's got a following here and another person who's got a bigger following. I mean,
right. But let's not pretend, though, that the internet doesn't also work, that some of these situations aren't contrived. For example,
well, that may be
like
true.
I'm going back to this one example because I watched it happen. That singing group King, the three young ladies, there was a conversation between Questlove and Fonte one random night on Twitter, talking about how they had just come across this group and their voices were the most angelic thing and you should check out. And man, did you hear this? And everybody following those two men jumped on that conversation. And the next thing we know, King is opening for Prince. Mm-hmm. At the forum. Now, you're not going to lead me to believe that conversation was actually natural. It might have been, but I'm sure there was some checks that were being cut by whoever is behind King to say, hey, y'all, I need you two to have a conversation.
I'd agree that once this Hannibal Buress comment that was recorded went live, that Hannibal Buress's people might have saw an opportunity and interest in making sure, like, oh, free press. Like, this is amazing for you. Please let this story stay around as long as possible because your name is going to become that much wider. I would just say, though, that as young comedians, as people who go to the comedy circuit, Hannibal Buress is like, he already has his own show on the Eric Andre show. He's the co-host of the Eric Andre show. He's considered a hip-hop comedian. And his story about the call that he got from Cosby is similar to the story that Chris Rock tells about the call he got from Cosby, that Eddie Murphy tells about the call that he got from Cosby, okay. About that all these young comedians coming up talking about, yo, I'm talking about my life, I'm doing my thing. The patronizing call that they get from Dr. Cosby, and Hannibal Buress is kind of like a new generation. Like, yo, I appreciate hearing from you, but don't step to me like I need to pull up my pants because as I've been groomed and coming up as a stand-up comedian, everyone tells me about how, you know, oh, yeah, ignore Cosby. He loves Roofie. So, you know, yeah, you don't have to pay him that much attention.
But, and I think that goes to really what for me personally is the biggest issue about this. And that's, you know, Bill Cosby's place now in terms of his legacy and the space that he occupies in African American history in particular and American culture and entertainment history in general. I mean, Bill Cosby occupied this sort of, you know, this extremely almost sanctified position as not just an extraordinary entertainer, but even sort of a moral authority in American life. And, you know, Bill Cosby said a lot of things over the years that were controversial. And, you know, I may not have liked the way Bill said some things over the years, but I thought that he said a lot of things that made some sense. But to turn around from that, to have these kind of skeletons in the closet, that's the contrast there that really makes stuff. I mean, this would have been bad for anybody, but the thing that makes it particularly bad for Bill is the fact that Bill has been in this ivory tower, or been on this pedestal, I should say.
And he's been calling people out for all these years.
Exactly, exactly. You know?
But now it brings us back to the R. Kelly question. Can you separate the artist from the art?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's going to be, I mean, I love
because how many people in film and television do we publicly know are guilty of similar situations? I mean we can give Woody Allen the same thing. What's the dude who moved?
The one that was married to Natalie Wood. He directed. Why is this so hard? Yeah, but you know what I'm talking about.
He had the same
Roman Polanski,
and he's been trying to get back home for
forever.
They won't let that fool back.
You know,
I think what happened is that because like someone Tash was saying, these stories have been around, not just black community knowing it, but white community knew it too. I think somewhere intuitively, I think Bill Cosby lost his protection with the media at some point. He's been protected years.
And again, I go back, it's the mm-hmm. internet, because the thing is that in the past, I think that since the internet allows anybody and everybody to access information past the filters and the barriers that the mainstream, that the mainstream media might set up to protect whatever they might want to protect. But those gatekeepers are not, they don't have the power to hold back information anymore, you know? So as in, even in 2002, social media was not really a thing.
Right. But now you got the blogs. Right,
exactly. So, you know, what you're still getting your information. Exactly. So back then, you were still getting your information from ABC and CBS and so forth. And so if there was stuff they didn't want you to know, it was much easier for them to keep that back. Now, you know, I think it explains why this is really just tumbling out now, because for the first time ever, you know, these major media companies don't have, and Cosby himself, who's got his own PR machine, which, you know, is pretty tremendous, they can't control the information. Nobody really can.
You also have to look at what was going on during the time that this story was getting big. We were having Ferguson going on. We had Eric Garner in New York, and all these indictments or non-indictments were about to come out. So I think, in a way, CNN and these other political pundit people started pointing your attention to, oh, look at Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby, so you won't look at Darren Wilson.
Distraction.
Or, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, I have problems. And weighing this with the context in which so many of these incidents occurred. You know, you have the Playboy Mansion as a setting, and so many of these, you have the aspiring actress who wants an opportunity, who meets somebody at a hotel, but doesn't expect to have to give anything to get something. And it's like, okay, really? You know, but Hugh Hefner and Bill Cosby have been friends for aeons. Mm-hmm. Bill Cosby has hosted the Playboy Jazz Festival for over 30 years. These incidents, more than one incident, is alleged to have happened at the Playboy Mansion. Mm-hmm. Now, if somebody gets raped in my house, I'm concerned about them suing me. But nobody's pulling Hugh Hefner into this as this happened in your home, you know. You allowed.
Well, he's got a big house.
Some women have been paid off, just so you know. I mean, that's
been documented. But Hugh does that, though. I mean, that's just stuff.
He gets underage women in that house.
But
underage, I don't know. He gets young women underage compared to his age, yeah. But I believe, and he's never hidden the fact that, you know, I'll marry a woman and there'll be a premarital agreement and she'll have free room and board and room to roam. And when I'm done with her, on to the next one. Yeah. I mean, that's how he rolls.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you know, I think that Bill, you know, I don't look at Bill Cosby as being like, you know, I don't know, Jack the Ripper. So I don't think Bill's not like taking girls and like, you know, manhandling them in that way. But, you know, the roofing, the date rape and everything, these things have become more controversial as time has gone on.
I would agree with that, too.
I don't think it was right in his time either, but the lines were probably a bit more blurred back then.
He probably developed a fetish, a taste for that. During a time when it was acceptable, where you could talk about Spanish Fly. That's why I'm saying, like, to cast him as like an evil person, he just has his problem is that his persona and his artistry is centered around a piousness.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
And a father figure authority. And now it's like, ooh, that whole persona that made you, you know, put America's you on that pedestal. Father. Yeah, that whole persona is just blemished.
Yeah,
and so
his entire celebrity is
blemished now.
Yeah, if he were somebody else, you know, it still wouldn't be good. But, you know,
age ain't nothing but a number. Throwing down ain't nothing but a thing. And
see, Bill Cosby falling farther than R. Kelly, because R. Kelly wasn't that high up to begin with in terms of our moral expectations of R. Kelly.
Woody Allen's been talking about old men dating young girls.
He's been confessing, but nothing can be more disgusting than marrying your stepdaughter. I
Yeah, let's be honest.
Sat on
yeah.
their lap Marion, when she was a child. Well,
daughter, he's still working.
Hey, Morgan Freeman. Morgan Freeman is married to his grand stepdaughter or something like that.
Wait,
he?
What?
You didn't know that? Oh, that's another that. That's another thing.
True that. True that.
Yeah,
true that. That's true.
But I actually, to tell you the truth, I actually know somebody, and I'll tell you, I might mention the person's name off air, but somebody who folks know, and she actually revealed, not to me personally, but somebody I know, that she was in a room with Bill, and Bill tried something, and when she shot him down, he became belligerent, you know, like aggressive, you know. Mm-hmm. It didn't go to the point where apparently it went with some of these other women. I think sometimes powerful men who don't have, I mean, you know, Bill Cosby, everybody loves Bill Cosby, but he's never been Mr. Sexy or anything, you know. I mean,
right,
cosign.
I mean, you know, I think he wanted something, and his way to get it was more through his power than his persuasion. And I think that sometimes powerful men feel entitled to that as a rite of passage. Like somebody said at the
table. I think that's part of it, but let's not forget Bill Cosby's age. You know, this guy could have early onset dementia. You know, he might be loopy.
but he's been doing this for a long time, though. Or at
but
least
to
he
me,
was,
he hasn't been right since he lost his son. Now, I've had people say
the allegations predate that.
The allegations predate that, but okay.
And some of the payoffs predate that.
Yes.
To my memory, and I can only go back so far based on my age, I don't recall
Kim only 25.
I'm only 25. Come on. I don't recall him being so critical of the black community until after his son's murder. Now, I've been told by the elders that he's been talking shit for years.
He has.
And Bill Cosby is I can consider him a family friend, too.
Okay.
And so I'm biased to an extent. And you know, his eldest daughter was actually caught on Spelman's campus with drugs in her possession.
Yeah, yeah. His kids have had their troubles.
And his response to the president at that time is that, "I'm sorry for dumping our trash on your lawn." Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, he's been on a soapbox for a minute, and it doesn't stop with black people in general, you know. Mm-hmm. his kids are included.
Yeah,
you know. And when Ennis Cosby was on campus, when I was there, he was just there. He was rolling around in a bucket. I mean, not just a bucket,
a bucket,
but a bucket, almost like overkill. Like,
okay,
like right. You really
somebody making a point here.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. It was like this green bitch of shit. That's Cosby's kid. Nah, you got to be fucking joking, you know. And it was like, no, you gonna make your bones.
Okay.
You know? Okay. And so that's nothing new.
Yeah. The one thing that I can't bring into the table in this conversation, because when the allegations were at their height, there were more conversations happening in social media at the time. And I posted on Facebook one time that the only person I really want to hear from is Lisa Bonet. Just because from our generation, she's the one person that we know had some sort of split with him, and we never got any insight as to why. And there was always a leaving and then a coming back, and a leaving and then a coming back. And the public information that we received is he didn't approve of her doing Angel Heart with Mickey Rourke, because it was that, you know, naked and sex and voodoo and all of that. You know, he didn't care for her marriage to Lenny Kravitz, even though Lenny Kravitz is like Hollywood royalty. Didn't
now,
but he, now. Even then, because his now. Mother was Roxy Roker and his father is Sid Kravitz. He's a producer.
But he was questionable early on.
But he wasn't like a broke street musician.
But he hadn't crossed over yet.
Darius actually is.
Cut it out.
No, trust me. Yeah.
I just think... I think for those of us who didn't know him, you know what I'm saying? Like, his whole style at the time was kind of like, okay, who is this dude? But when you find out his lineage, he wasn't some poor dude off the street. He came from paper.
His hair was not cut right.
Is that what it was?
He's misshapen dreadlocks. No, he's a rocker. he's a rocker.
But that's not even his business.
When Lisa Bonet left the Cosby Show, she did go to a different world for a minute. You know?
Yeah, he created that for her.
That's the point. And so this is somebody who sees potential, and she's fine as hell.
Did
still.
Did he see potential?
Oh, did he see
potential? Potential is potential. It's all the same as far as I'm concerned.
That was the situation for me that was interesting. And then Felicia Rashad, when she came out and said what she said, I felt bad for
her. These women.
Well, I felt bad because I think she was definitely ambushed and she had to come out and clear her name because somebody took her words and completely out of context in order to have an exclusive.
Yeah, but it's tough for her because, I mean, her legacy is tied so closely to his.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, yeah. All of their paychecks are tied so closely to his.
And now they're shorter.
The removal of that show from syndication is a fucking problem.
Yeah, it's
shorter. I've heard even folks whose people's direct paychecks aren't connected to him that he is a great benefactor to people. Like, when people are in tight in the crises of money, like people had, he has really stepped up for people. Mm-hmm. And so he's like a patron saint, you know, because he gives just as much as he makes, you know.
No lie.
And so a lot of people, and apparently he's been really disappointed that a lot of people who are known, who found themselves in a tight bind, haven't come out publicly defend
to
him. Because he's like, yo, where are my friends at? Where are the people? But I think that's a good point. Like, I just think this is a great moment for him. And if he wants to be the America's dad, I think he should spend this moment. I think he should kind of own some of the fetish that he has.
We've not heard from Camille. Oh,
and
she's not talking.
We've heard from Camille.
We have? What did she say? She wrote a letter?
She ride or die.
Yeah, she is.
At this point, I mean, why?
She's like, I know all the side chicks. Okay? And he didn't have to rape none of them. His last name is Cosby. First name is Bill.
I hung up on Beverly.
She said.
Exactly. I know his jump offs.
Right next to him when he was talking to
her. Right. He was like, I know her. I know his jump offs. His last name is Cosby. First name Bill. I didn't like them hoes then, and I don't like them hoes now.
But that's the same thing your boy from Penn State did. His wife was that supportive too.
Yeah, because they knew the side chicks. It wasn't rape. You gave it up to them.
No, they were side kids.
But still, hey.
No, I'm talking about the other guys.
Wasn't it? Yeah.
But my point is that
right. She was like, that was
really
not rape.
Yeah.
You were the one that busted our windows out
really
in 1963.
Based on how far the wife is willing to go to support,
right?
It's like,
the comments tonight that have definitely left a major impression on me was just that little exchange between Tash and Wood about the fact that the time period where the majority of these allegations seem to come from was, I mean, roofing was not necessarily a thing. We didn't have a term for it at that time, and it kind of went along with the culture of the moment. So to demonize him, I mean, it's not a good thing to have to drug people to get sex. That's never good. That's definitely awesome.
I don't think he had to. I think it just became
a thing,
a way of having sex that he particularly enjoyed. It felt powerful to him. It became a fetish.
Yeah.
And, you know, once you get a taste for something.
What is that, necrophilia?
Necrophilia.
What did Chris Rock say? You know, women can't go back on lifestyle and men can't go back on
sexual
situations. Like, once you get something,
you
it's
want
like, yeah,
more
you want
of that.
More.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought about what his legacy and all the timing. It seemed like they're trying to erase him.
Yeah.
And that's what I got with. I know a lot of people were commenting on Felicia Rashad.
You don't think he's erasable?
For the time being.
I actually feel like they're trying to be.
They're trying, but.
They're trying to, like.
You have as much like trying to erase a president
because
or something.
He was basically what they're trying to say is that he's not America's dad anymore. That's what I'm getting. Like, you're not on television.
Maybe daddy had some issues. That's all. Yeah.
You know what?
I don't know. I don't feel like that. You know, I feel like what Felicia Rashad was saying, like, this dude was basically like he was the opposite side of Richard Pryor. Mm-hmm. I mean, this dude basically has a huge influence on comedy.
Yeah.
And then to keep going and create a show where now you're America's dad, a black man?
Seriously.
At that in the 80s, and then even the fact that you're almost close to buying a damn one of the big three networks.
But can I
like right now you're like, all right, we're gonna trash this dude, like we're not taking any like if this was a white dude, they wouldn't get this way. They wouldn't be like, oh, you know, we may distance ourselves, but it's not like, oh, we're trying to literally pull him.
So this is a random person talking right now. You guys don't know who this is, but I will say, for me, it's almost comeuppance. Listen to this. Bill Cosby's popularity has never been actually from a black audience. Even like that that one album he has with the ball in it, the early mm-hmm, album, mm-hmm. He's always been a very white friendly comedian, and they have loved him. And but we were willing to protect him, black folks, because he was a he was like the modicum of success of a crossover success, and we knew that personally he was giving a lot to black colleges.
Right.
He was speaking a lot for the upliftment of black people and representing them well, and so we were always there to protect him. And honestly, I think that with that Hannibal Buress tape, when it came out, I think that if he hadn't lost some of the confidence we had in protecting him, and we hadn't deliberated it in public forum on Twitter and whatchamacallit, and then news media was like, what is this that we're reading about? Why is this in my stream, this Bill Cosby story? If he had just protected that, he would not have dealt with the avalanche that he's dealt with now. But now that you say, like, they're trying to take him down, to be honest, it was the crossover white audience that built it, that gave him his stature in the first place.
And I would agree, but how would you say that? But then if you feel like we don't give him any love, then that's partly saying we prefer street, and if you're getting too educated, we ain't fucking with you.
That's part of our sickness, right, too.
But that's part of it. But I think
it's also a sign of the times, though, too, honey. Like, we're living in a time right now where the whole relationship between men and women has shifted. And the idea of masculine and feminine has shifted. We're in a new wave, I think, of black femininity as well, or black feminism. Yeah, let's talk about that on... me and Tori are going to dig into that one. But we're at a time right now where black men and women are definitely not standing in solidarity. And I feel you have more attack happening on both sides. But it's a lot of angry women out there that are they have a bigger platform, I feel, than the men. And so any little thing where it seems like women are victimized, it's a slam down on whatever man stands in that situation. As where once upon a time, we is like when this shit happened to R. Kelly, which was now what, was that 10 years ago when his accusations came out? You had tons of black women behind him and saying, oh, how come everybody's always so hard on the black man? It's always the black man's fault, even though that Negro was on videotape. We're not in that time period anymore.
He didn't lose it. I do think with Tash, the minute, I think when he was not really in the media anymore, for Woods, that's when he lost his media parachute. The minute he went to that end up and was calling out black people, black people were like, you know what? When you get to that firing line, we out. We're not going to be here. So when they saw that, basically, oh, now he has nobody behind him. Now we can stomp on his ass, and nobody's going to help him up.
And you're right.
If he did it before that, then it's like, dude, what are you doing? He helped us out. Now you're like, oh, he called us out. Fuck him. Do what you want to do.
And you're right, because he is one person.
That
where...
wasn't Cash who said that. That was somebody
else. The thing is, because with Cosby, I will say this. He is the one person where it doesn't even matter the generation. There are people from, you know, 70 to 17 that seem to have issues with him. Like, I have elders who say, I never liked Bill Cosby, which I find interesting, you know. So I know he's been controversial from the gate.
But you know what I think? I mean, controversial with some people, but Bill Cosby, of course, is Bill Cosby because he's so not controversial to the general market. But you know what I think would be incredible? Would be if Bill Cosby, and just imagine this, probably not going to happen, but if Bill Cosby made an announcement and said he was going to address the nation, the State of the Cosby address or something, you know, and if literally he went on national TV, first of all, 150 million Americans would watch, you know.
Everyone would watch.
He could literally have the entire country watch him. If he went on TV, and this is assuming he's guilty, which frankly I kind of do assume at this point. And if he went on there and just sort of came clean and said, You know, I want to tell you my side of the story and admit the fact that I've made some mistakes, and however he goes about phrasing it, and basically just sort of demonstrated some humility in front of the nation. You know, not trying to make excuses.
It's sublime. Honestly, I'm with John on this. He could flip this into
I think he could flip it.
Because he's so patronized. He's so pedantic. Anyhow, he could teach this into a real. He could flip this into a real teachable.
Right. I think a right counterpart could flip this into an uplifting. No, I don't know that he could.
No, I think Bill could. Bill could. Because honestly, I mean, you guys said
I think
you
know, as soon as he does that, it's I told you so. I told you.
Well, see, he would just have to show a side of himself that he really hasn't shown, you know.
And my thing is, he got Gloria all red against him right now. Yeah, the moment exactly. you
Don't
put her on,
take her seriously,
exactly. Yeah. But she's the kind of person who will go and dig up more shit.
It's not about the money; it's about a lesson. Yeah. It's about a higher. The lessons he's been trying to teach us as America's dad all this time.
Exactly.
It's about a higher lesson, and he now has a vehicle of his own life to use that.
Yeah, I don't see him having that level of humility, though.
Yeah, he doesn't. No, but that's what people.
That's what people would like to. It's what I would like to see from Bill. Because Bill, honestly, I mean, there's nobody in entertainment, even though he hasn't been active recently. I can't think of one person who has the respect that Bill Cosby has from Americans generally, and while he could never erase this. He could never erase this. But if he went on air and said, "Yes, I did this, and this is why I'm, you know, and I am apologizing for this, and here is my story." He could never erase it, but I think he could get a whole lot of folks back who are willing to forgive him because he has done so many good things.
I think he'd be
in
crucified.
Different areas.
No,
they're a little bit he's so indignant about it that there will be the frontline crucifixion or crucifiers there, but. I will say that,
especially because nobody's come out on his side. These friends have not stood in solidarity with him at this point.
No one is.
Whoopi been standing by Bill more or less.
Nobody stood by him. They've gone as even Malcolm Jamal Warner is. Mm-hmm. I was not there. He's my friend. The experience that I've had with him is totally opposite.
Yeah. They're all
but
saying that.
No one has said I don't believe this shit.
Well, he's never Bill Cosby's never gonna be.
Except
Bill
for
Cosby
Darius Gray, of course.
But I'm just saying I think he could capture some of his dignity if he were to do something like that. Because people would listen to him. If Bill Cosby was gonna give a speech tomorrow on ABC, we would all be watching.
But you have to understand, John, that type of admission would give way to so many civil suits. Oh my God. And it would
Well,
that's why it's either you gonna get them going, you gonna get me going or coming. Right, you know, you gonna fuck me.
That's true.
But it's the end of his life. Is it about the money? Is it about the money? You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's about the money. It's always about the money.
Yeah.
When he tried to buy General Electric, it was about the money. You know.
Did you guys see this video clip going around the internet where he's doing a show or a stand up and somebody in the audience yells out "rapist"?
Right.
And he's going, "Shh, no, stop it, stop it."
I think that was in Canada.
It sounds like he's calming one of his victims. Like who responds to a heckler like that?
Yeah.
Saying, "Shh, no, stop it."
A comedian does.
You would think a comedian would come back with something quick to silence
their
heckler.
Well, Bill's not that kind of comedian, but he is a comedian.
No, he made some subtle comment along the lines of a waitress serving a drink and a guy touching on her, and there was something going on in the background, and you know, she might think that was me, and she might accuse me of doing it. So he's doing spinoffs.
And people are picking apart. People are picking apart his words because somebody was putting an interview that he did about Felicia Rashad back in the day, and that when. Like they had a real tight chemistry until she married Amaya Rashad, and that Amaya Rashad just kind of killed their chemistry. And when she got pregnant, like they couldn't get close, they couldn't touch, and that just kind of messed the situation up for them as on screen husband and wife. Which I mean makes sense. In some
one thing I have always been curious about, and believe I know he tagged that. I know he did.
They had really good chemistry.
I mean,
like really, you believed it. You believed it. Some couples you see and you're like, y'all.
And how many times were they even embracing? And that's the thing.
They didn't even kiss.
And it's just like, how do you have that kind of back and forth without having had something behind the scenes? It's like, you know and I know, and after we finish this shit.
Yeah, nigga, that's the second time Darius has made this kind of point tonight.
I'm just saying, you know.
I will
I'm
say
a realist. I'm a realist.
Okay, the apple situation on that episode. This is what I don't like about this situation in regard to our community's response. I don't like when people have taken the situation and mocked it. Now, I love not so much. Well, I expect it from them, but like Ari Spears did like a whole like the opening of the Cosby Show where he redid it as Bill Cosby, the druggist rapist, and it's like all these girls, and he's like behind him, you want some of my jello pudding, and doing all kind of like, there's been a whole lot of comedians and people just doing little making videos and shit like that. I don't like when we do that to our people, right. You know what I'm saying? He's right. Already,
I'm surprised.
To me, he's already getting it. We don't need to continue to just make it worse, you know, because other groups, to me, they don't do that to their folks. You don't see
they do
exactly.
They do. Well, it doesn't have the same type of ripple effect.
Yeah.
I'm surprised SNL hasn't done anything. The material, the material kind of writes itself.
SNL in like 2004 or five when one of those allegations came out. They did a bit about it in Weekend Update, and it was basically Tina Fey and Amy Poehler at a desk talking about the allegation, and then Kenan Thompson came out and was like, yo, I'm in the Fat Albert movie. I ain't saying nothing about this brother.
Oh, I remember.
And he was like, I'm making too much good movie. And the bit was that all the people who are making good money off of
Bill Cosby
intellectual property are quiet about it.
Yeah.
But, so, I mean, like, this is a story that comes up. It would come up every 6 to 8 years, another allegation.
And then just get swept.
And thanks to new media, you know, social media, it's like this didn't get swept under the rug. It just stayed alive.
Yeah, right.
Well, I can't say I'm a diehard loyalist, but as a father of two daughters, in all seriousness, you know, something like this does trouble me, you know. And you trying to raise young girls to be all they can be and what they're supposed to be and in the right manner, and they get caught up and, you know, and for them to, in any kind, anything, you know, to just be, to find themselves in an unfortunate situation and feeling like they have no recourse and, you know, nobody believing them. Imagine if this were the case and then the fathers of these women, of these young girls, you know, I mean, that shit would tear me apart.
Yeah, no, that's a, you know, I don't have daughters, but that would be a painful thing. And you know, that's what makes this so devastating to his reputation and our perception of his character.
Yeah.
But somebody asked the question, like, you know, can we keep watching the Huxtables now? Like, I guess nobody's going to show it. You know, I guess we got to go out and buy the DVDs while they still selling it.
Hey, time is going to heal. The only thing that will heal this wound is time. Exactly.
And we got a short attention span.
This right. is true. Something else is going to jump
off.
Amnesia
like a motherfucker.
Oh, yeah.
That's one thing black people got.
But this story is sticking
around. Right. Exactly.
But this story is sticking around for the moment, in part because new people keep coming forward.
Yeah, yeah.
Including some people.
It'll get around.
Big media is pushing it.
Well, see, the problem with her is that the first or second statement she made is that Bill Cosby just needs to set aside $35 million
to pay off.
You know, and I'm just like,
girl, sit down.
You know what?
What would be wrong with him setting aside $35 million to pay off?
Because you know how many people would come out the woodwork.
That recommendation comes from an attorney.
How much? $75 million.
Blood sucking hound, bitch.
I'll take some ecstasy for $75 million.
She has jumped on everybody's bandwagon.
Whatever it is.
I mean, that's her thug thizzle. That's what she does. I mean, she, from the lowest pond scum, you know, it doesn't matter. Right. She had, she's chasing something, but it ain't no ambulance.
Oh, well, we thank you for tuning in. Please join us for the next episode of The Break. Peace.
Long live Bill Cosby.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Black Is Break. We'd love to hear your thoughts on the subject. Hit us up. Let us know what you think. You can reach us on Facebook at Black Is Magazine, on Twitter at Black Is Online. You can hit us up via email at kc@blackisonline.com. Leave a message on the hotline, 323-455-4219. You can always check us out on our website, blackisonline.com. Thanks again.